Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Are you ready? What are we going to do? We're going to make a faith statement. Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, your host. I just thank you and I thank God for you. And you know, we started looking at David and the heart of David, how God said of him, he has a heart after my own heart. And we want the same said over us by God. And so if we want that said over us, then let's do what David did. And we started looking at a few things about David, and we found out that number one, David was a worshiper of God. He worshiped God with all his heart. And then number two, David had total faith in God. He said, the battle's not mine, the battle is the Lord's. When he slew Goliath, he said, you're coming against God, not me. And so we want to just continue looking at what else it is about David that God said to him that he has a heart after my own heart. The third thing we looked at, and we're busy in that right now, was that David absolutely loved God's Word. He loved the Word of God. And we started looking at that, which we're going to pick up right now. And then we're going to get into the next point, point four and point five. And we're going to see if we can do the same things that David did to have God say the same thing over our lives. We love you so much. Thank you for being with us. Let's pick up the service live right now.
So David, his faith must have pleased God. Because remember in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And those that come to God must believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of those that seek Him. Right? So David must have been pleasing God because his faith was being rewarded. He had so much faith in God, Goliath didn't stand a chance. He wasn't fighting David. David wasn't in that fight. He was fighting God. He said, you've despised the armies of God. You're not fighting me. You're fighting God. And sickness is not fighting you. It's fighting what God's already done. And we've got to get this mindset that when He hung on the cross and said, it's finished, He meant it. It's finished. He said, listen, He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to set the captives free, deliverance to the blind, open the eyes of the blind. He did it all. He's done that. It's a past tense thing. It's completed. So David, number one, worships God. Number two, he had absolute faith and trust in God. Remember, God said, this is a man after my own heart. He'll do anything I tell him. You think God didn't tell him, go kill the giant? Go take this giant down? Because when he went to Saul, he said, the God who helped, God who killed the lion and the bear for me is the same God who's going to kill this giant. Amen. That's when he said, and God help you. David encouraged himself in the Lord. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. There is nothing that we cannot do. Another reason, this is the third one, that David was a man after God's own heart is David absolutely loved God's law. He loved the Word of God. Everyone say, love the Word of God. Okay, let's see if that came up. There you go. That's the Word of God from the Old Covenant. And look what it says in Psalm 119. Turn with me to Psalm 119, 47. We're going to stay there for a minute. Out of the Passion. Look what it says. My passion and delight is in your Word. This is David. My passion and delight is in your Word. For I love what you say to me. That's huge. How many of you love the Word? Do you read the Word and you just get so many nuggets and gold and just gold powder and gold dust and gold nuggets and diamonds in the Word and you're reading the Word? Wow. We need to get this thing inside of us. And David repeatedly, so many times you read through the Psalms, he mentioned how much he loved God's perfect Word. He loved it. I want to encourage you, get a love for this word. Get a love for the word of God. Because when you read the word of God, you're learning about God. You're finding God. You're seeing God. Because remember, Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Right? John 1:1. And verse 14 says, and the word became flesh and lived among us. That's Jesus. Right? So Jesus said, if you see me, you see the Father. So if I'm seeing the word, and Jesus is the word, I'm seeing God. And you see God in all his brilliance and fullness in the word. God is love. How do I know? I read it. Yeah. John 4:16. God is love. There you go. What else is he? John 3:16. I didn't know this. For God so loved the world. He loves us. Yeah. How do you know? He told me in his word. And now I'm getting a picture of Jesus. Whereas before I knew the word, I thought God was mean, nasty, wanted to kill me. I really did. I thought he was out to get me because all I heard was the Ten Commandments and the mortal sins that I'd committed or was going to commit. And I was in trouble. That's all I heard. I never knew anything about God because I never read the Word of God. I was brought up a Catholic. I didn't have a Bible. I went to church. It was in Latin. So I didn't hear a word they said. There was no word coming to my life. And then when I started to read the word, I heard, for God so loved the world. So God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus. And so Jesus lived and died that I might live. I started reading that. And then I started saying, well, if Jesus is God. And Jesus says, if you love me, you love the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If they reject you, they're rejecting me. Who's rejecting the Father? It means we reject. So God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same. They're one. So when you see the word, you're seeing Jesus and you see how Jesus lived. So evidently, every time Jesus healed somebody, I was seeing God the Father. God's healing people. The Father. Every time I saw him help some widow, orphan, raise the dead, I'm seeing Jesus did all those things. Multiplied the fish, multiplied the loaves. I'm seeing the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So now I'm seeing God. So now I get a better picture of who God is. He doesn't hate me. He doesn't want to kill me. He actually loves me. And so things start turning around. The Word of God reveals God. The Word of God reveals God. You can take the Word of God and you can live according to that Word. And you cannot go wrong. If he says, don't do that, then don't do it. If he says, do that, then do it. An example. Love your neighbors. We'll say, okay, we'll love our neighbors, but we'll hate our enemies. He says, no, love your enemies as well. So when you want to hate your enemies, he says, don't do that. He says, forgive. How many times? 470. Okay. So I can't hold on forgiveness. I see God. Because Jesus told me that. And Jesus hung on the cross and said, Lord, forgive them. So I see God. God's forgiving. God's loving. God's grace. He says, come into the throne of grace. I mean, I get a picture of God from the Word of God. Not from what you tell me. And not from my experiences. And not from what I think. I get a picture of God. And I know God from the Word of God. In Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3, he talks about God revealing himself and giving revelation of who he is. In the Word. You understand? People want a revelation of who God is, but they don't read the Word. You'll never get a revelation of who God is without having the Word. Because the Word, how do you know if it's God? It'll line up with the Word. So when someone says that God's going to kill you or he's put sickness on you to train you up and teach you a lesson, I've seen God in the Word where he says no. There's nowhere where he says he's going to do anything like that. It says only in this Word that he loves me and he's given his life for me, and that he's healed me, and that's all there is to it. Amen? Are you getting that? So if I don't know that from the Word, and someone or the devil tells me, God's teaching me a lesson through this trial, I might believe it. Then I think God's a nasty God hurting me to teach me. I've got to know the Word. And David knew all the decrees. He said, your word is a light unto my feet, a lamp unto my path. God will lead you and guide you, but in accordance with his word. Yeah. It will always line up. Whenever God tells you something, it's going to line up with His Word. And if it doesn't line up with His Word, then it's not God. Come on. So when someone says that God will not prosper you, or God puts sickness on you, or God doesn't heal everybody, you know the Word that everyone that came to God, to Jesus, God healed. And He went around healing everybody all the time. They came to Him every single time. So when they say He's not doing it today, you say, no, that's not in line with the Word. He is healing, and I am healed. How else are you going to know? By what someone tells you? How else are you going to know He'll prosper you? Because He told you. You understand? And He tells you how to do these things. As you sow, so shall you reap. The world says what goes around comes around. That's a scripture that God said, as you sow, so shall you reap, right? They don't give credit the credit to God. They just say what goes around comes around. They're not going to say God said that. The Bible says that. So as I sow, I'm going to reap. So that means I better treat you well. Because if I don't treat you well, you're not going to treat me well, or other people will not treat me well. I better be nice to your children. Because if I'm not nice to your children, someone's going to be nasty to mine. As you sow, so shall you reap. Start hating people, people are going to hate you back. It works. It just, that's the Word of God. How many of you have seen it works? I've seen it work. What you sow, you reap. Sow love, you get love. Sow discord, you get discord. It's just that plain. And He told us about it. So I don't have to try to figure this out. I just got to read it and say, okay, I believe it. Amen. And David said, those that love your law will never be offended. Those that love the Word, you can't offend me. Come on. Or if you find you get offended very easily, you don't know God's Word enough and you don't love it enough. Ooh, Jesus, now I'm treading on someone's toes. Amen. So he loved the Word of God. Everyone say, he loved the Word of God. We need to love God's Word. I'm telling you, you see God in the Word. So many people are looking for God in the clouds. And you can see His handiwork. And you might get visions. But if that's where you're looking for God, you're looking in the wrong place. And don't forget, He said, our body is my temple. So I need to start looking towards what's inside of me. Great is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And start believing that He's in me and He's greater than what's coming against me. And when you know the Word, you'll know that's true. Because the Word is truth. Can you say amen? Number four, David had a grateful heart. David had a grateful heart. All right? Have a grateful heart. You know what happens if you give to an ungrateful person? And you watch this and you see it happening in the world today. When you give to an ungrateful person, you create a spirit of entitlement. Now they want it for free. Now they're not respectful. Now they're not grateful. An ungrateful person, God said He gave them over to their reprobate minds. Ingrates in God. They were ungrateful and He gave them over to a reprobate mind. You understand? Ungrateful people will never be satisfied, will never be happy. If you're ungrateful, you're going to find some problem wherever you go. Come on. Have you ever met the drama queen or drama king?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, What is Love? In our world today, we hear the word love.